Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is the Gospel just read, taken from St. Matthew chapter 15. This year is a year of prayer for Messiah. We have a lot of things to pray about. We pray for the needs of our congregation members, health, jobs, families, money, and more. Prayer is a good and wonderful thing. It gives focus to our needs. It makes it so that we are never truly helpless, because God promises to hear our prayers, always. The problem with prayer, though, is that from our perspective, it seems so wispy, so intangible, so difficult to really nail down. If we're honest with ourselves, we treat prayer like a cop-out, kind of a Lutheran Hail Mary, so to speak, a pass of desperation when things get really bad. Oh no, things are so bad that we have to resort to prayer? This is serious. The other alternative, of course, is that prayer becomes rote, like Come Lord Jesus or even the Our Father. Prayer becomes a habit that has no meaning, like brushing your teeth or making sure you put your socks on before you walk out the door. You may be unconscious that you're even doing it. You may even pray by accident. So why do we have such a hard time praying or grasping prayer? Let's take a look at our gospel to learn why. In our story for this morning, we have a woman with everything against her in first century Palestine. First of all, she's a woman. We don't see in our story where her husband is, but one thing that is sure is that the woman, any woman, did not simply go up to another man in that culture and ask or beg for anything. It simply was not done. Second, she's a Canaanite. You know, those people God told that they should kill when they came into the land of Canaan. Third, her daughter is possessed by a demon. That doesn't bode well for her in terms of getting help. At this point, she is probably thinking in terms of the prayer as Hail Mary pass. So she goes to Jesus and begs, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." If ever there was a request that seems reasonable to grant, this seems like a pretty good one. After all, we kind of believe we can sort out our earthly problems, at least sometimes. But demons, that's way out of our pay grade. Jesus, however, is silent as a tomb. Have you ever felt that way about God and how he answers prayer? I think every week about the things we pray for here at Messiah. We pray for our shut-ins, expectant mothers, confirmation students, the academy, Little Lambs, Racine Lutheran High School. We pray for people who are sick or in prison. We pray for good stewardship, that God would bless our efforts here at Messiah. And of course, that list doesn't even include the fears that lurk in our hearts at night. The things we are too afraid to pray for out loud because we don't want to be disappointed. So for all the things that we pray for, do you believe that God will answer them? Are you afraid God doesn't even care? That certainly seems to be the first answer this woman got out of her prayer. Silence. Sometimes God is silent when we think he should be talking, and he talks when we wish he would be silent. Sometimes prayer feels more like we are wrestling with God, like Jacob, than like we are actually praying to him. Prayer has an amazing way of exposing our own fears when it comes to God. You and I may well have given up, but not this woman. She keeps asking, even to the point where the disciples beg Jesus to give her what she wants and send her away. You can certainly imagine the scene. She is crying and begging and asking and making the scene much like blind Bartimaeus from a couple weeks ago. The disciples don't want a lesson in the value of persistent prayer. They want a little dignity. They want her to go away. Jesus then goes and says he is only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Certainly this seems like a put-off on Jesus' part. This woman, though, wisely, does not want to enter into a theological debate with God. So she just keeps asking, Lord, help me. Then the ultimate insult. At least it looks that way. It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Now, in any culture, calling someone a dog is a bad thing. And this is no exception. The Jews in Jesus' day would call the Gentiles dogs as a way of emphasizing that they aren't God's chosen people. They aren't really even or barely human at all because they are not a part of the chosen ones. So Jesus here seems like he is highlighting the fact that she isn't a Jew. She isn't a part of the inner circle. But this woman actually catches Jesus in his words. Of course, Jesus wanted to be caught. She replied, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." In other words, she confesses that while she's a dog, she is his dog. She is a part of the family. The important thing is not where you sit. The important thing is that you are at the table, or in this case, at least under the table. So, what does this woman and what does our Lord teach us about prayer in this little story? Here are four things I want you to take home. Number one, God doesn't answer prayer when or even how we want or expect. Sometimes God uses silence to great effect because it may help us focus on what we truly need. He may use silence to draw attention to the grace that he will give in his own time and way. Number two, God does answer prayer. It's really that simple. Prayer is not a last-ditch effort of a desperate person. It is the cry of faith to the one and only person who can actually help in our time of need. Even in your darkest and most painful moments, God will answer. Number three, God answers with his word. I don't have to speculate or wonder what God's will is for me. I know his will. I know that he wants me to live and to be with him forever. That is his good and gracious will. While I may not know all of the details or the path that I will take to get there, I know that that is his will and that he will keep me on that path. Finally, prayer is about trust. We pray to God, trusting that he will answer us. And that, dearly beloved, is God's promise to you. He will answer your prayers. Don't give up on God. He certainly has not given up on you. So be at peace, dearly baptized. God is with you. He hears our prayers. He answers them with your greatest need. He gives you Jesus. The rest of it will come in His time and way. And frankly, that is far better than anything you or I could ever want or imagine. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.